bright lights.
So guys, we're going to take some questions in the room first, and then we'll jump to Zoom for some questions there. So we'll start in the room, obviously. Charlie, maybe you want to take this off.
Sure. Bobby, it's two wins in a row. It seemed like maybe in some ways a similar one to the Pacific games. What are your overall thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I think, just looking at it right now for a good 70 minutes, everything is pretty good for us. And I think after that, the whole game becomes a little bit too random. A lot of transition football in that last 20 minutes. We still have some excellent chances to score and put the game away, but it's, I think, something maybe we need to do a little bit earlier in the game. You know, one thing I told the guys, we know we're going to win a lot of games with attacking football. We also know we're going to win championships by defending. So these are good early signs for our group, because it's important. York put a lot of energy, especially in the last 20-30 minutes of that game, and at this point in the season, 3 points in the bank are very important, especially with the schedule we have coming up.
I just want to ask quickly about Tristan Borges and his kind of role today, because he's a little bit more inside in this game, and you know, you mentioned the transition football. He broke up a lot of those with the way he played. What impressed you about him?
Yeah, you know, he's a player we've seen over the years that'll play wide, that'll play inverted, but also many times play as a midfielder in between the lines, something, you know, we looked at in our opponent, and where sometimes space it can be for our players just in matching up the numbers and the zones where they were. And I think he did an excellent job at that, you know, in the first half, just drifting a little bit wider when he needed. And in the second half, I thought he was excellent between the lines, but not only that, it's picking off passes and setting us up on the transition. Of course, like a lot of our guys, he's an important player for us, and it's a very good performance for him as we keep on moving forward.
Any other questions in the room for Bobby Thomas?
Bobby, congratulations on the win. What do you think about some of the challenges and some of the altercations between Forge and York players?
Yeah. Yeah, I always say sometimes those aren't things that the game brings on, but maybe things that are allowed earlier in the game to happen. Because I think for the most part it was a good game between two teams, good challenges on the field. Of course, later on in the game things become a little bit more aggressive as one team is trying to put the game away and the other one's trying to get back into it. But I think there's obviously moments out there that can be handled better by everyone on the pitch.
Bobby, do you think today we saw signs that the team is still growing and be more mature in the beginning of the season, or what is your impression overall the team in general?
Yeah, I think if we do the math, this is the best start to a season Forge has ever had. So that's something positive. Sometimes do I want the football to be better? Of course. That's something you always have to work at. But sometimes you're in the middle of a half, things are going on in the pitch, and that's up to the players to control. You know, we're the guys that do the work all week, give some instructions, but credit to these guys. These guys are the ones that go out there and do the business. It doesn't matter what you do and how good you are or how not good you are each and every week. Each week you have to evolve and get better. So I think even if we played an excellent game of football today, tomorrow I try and find a way to make it better.
Thank you, Bobby.
Bobby, you guys seem to have a lot of luck today attacking down the channels, and especially with some angles for balls, getting behind G and Thompson there. Any sort of opinions on sort of how that went and whether that sort of attacking movement was what you guys were looking for most?
Yeah, of course. So that wouldn't make it luck on the first one. It was something that's planned, but I understand what you're going with there. No, of course. Each game and each opponent gives you something to look at. The principles of the game are always the same. But where you go with the ball, who goes in what zones. Today we had Rubens Pacias defending a little bit lower on the left, but rolling in into a two-striker system with Campbell to put a little bit more pressure on their central defenders. So it's something we need to do each and every game. The players must move, the formations must move, and more importantly than the formations, what zones we occupy must move, because we're going to face York another 3 times this year.
Thank you.
We can't be the same each and every time. At least that's the way that we like, or I like to do things, and the team likes to do things. So today, a lot of it was by design, in between the lines, and trying to get the ball into Noah Jensen and Borges a little bit wider than being central. That also opened up the central axis for Pasillas and Taron Campbell to be able to get balls straight from the central defenders. Something maybe we could have done a little bit better with, but that's something we have to improve on too.
Well, there's been news in the last 3 weeks with Forge news and league news about downward player movement. And so I was on Saturday night, I was in Ontario Soccer Center and saw Sigma play Unionville Milliken. And on the field was Emery Welshman and Kwasi Poku, who, well, look, he's back tonight. Is there something about, is that the idea of downward movement? And also, can you comment that you've also, with League One Ontario, now have a link with Hamilton United Elite? So that's two League One teams.
Yeah, on the first topic, it's what exists in global football. You know, the ability to have players who maybe haven't gotten the minutes today, get them in another environment. Reserve team football, whichever way we call it. So I think the CPL has done a great job in working with the CSA and coming up with this structure for all teams. Everyone has a solution in their province to be able to use it, and I think it's fantastic. It's not only for some of the younger guys like Kwasi Poku and Kadeem Kane, who also played in that game on the weekend and has had three games in League One. You know, it's important for those guys to be prepared and have the stimulus with the young players. And sometimes you may have a player who comes from long-term injury and you need to get him into match fitness. It's not always easy to throw him in here on a Friday night in the 70th minute when everything is on the line. Sometimes you have to find a better way. So I think it's a fantastic idea put together by the CPL, something I wish we had back in 2019. But we're in 2023 and I'm glad we have it today.
And anything about Hamilton United?
Yeah, Hamilton United is a close development club with us. Something that we're working with technically and helping them with their structure, technical plan. Coach Kitse Levopoulos, who's our first assistant here at Forge, is responsible for all of that, and we're just making sure that, you know, that's a top club in the region. And I guess that's that.
And to remind everyone here that July the 9th, when you're back in here, York, if everyone comes 3 hours earlier, they get to see Sigma and Alliance United, which is now the downward player movement team for York. They're going to be playing against each other.
Yeah, that's always it's always excellent. For the game, you know, League One Canada. You know, we look at it now across the Canada. It's not League One Ontario anymore that it was. All the leagues are going to be very important to the growth of this game. And if we look at this pitch and we look at all the teams across the country, you know, I think we're going to start seeing a lot more players coming from that pipeline. And that means that something is working.
Any good questions? And then Thomas, another one.
So we saw Noah Jensen get a start today. He's had an amazing start to the year. Having Kyle Becker come off the bench, is it going to be sort of more of a game day decision of who starts in that midfield position, or is it firmly Jensen's for now?
It's a fantastic problem for a coach to have. It makes my life difficult, but makes my life easy. Training is fantastic each and every day. It's what you want, and each player is prepared. And especially when you come into a week like this, where on Tuesday we have a quick turnaround and playing against Ottawa, we now have 5-6 players who are fully rested and ready to go for that one. So it gives us the luxury of being able to move things around and in many ways not missing a beat on the field.
Questions in the room before we jump to Zoom. A couple of questions for you on Zoom, Bobby.
Okay.
David, you've been waiting patiently to speak with Bobby. Over to you.
Thanks, Owen. Hey, Coach, congrats on the win. You touched upon my first question regarding several players we didn't see today, and not just in the starting 11, but in the 18 in general. David Chouanya, Jordan Hamilton being good examples. Was that part of the plan? As far as we know, we didn't recall any of those players being injured from yesterday's pregame. Was that part of the plan on the rest of these players ahead of today's match, knowing that Tuesday, big game in the Canadian Championship, and then other matches in the future?
Yeah, to be honest, a couple of those guys you mentioned had just some small knocks coming out of training yesterday, and you obviously make a judgment based on, you know, the players we have. It's looking a little bit forward. So this was a game that we keep them out of the lineup, kind of sacrifice them to make sure that nothing gets worse, and it gives us another 3 days ahead of the next one, and they'll be prepared for that.
Makes sense. And towards the match today, we saw from not necessarily from minute one, but, you know, not too long into the game, you know, chippiness naturally in a derby like this, a rivalry like this. How did you feel the match was handled overall from that perspective? Not just towards the red card, but, you know, just the small fouls, the holding back, things like that.
Handled by who?
Like the players, like, you know, grabbing each other, you know, stopping, like, good opportunities, things like that.
I think it's normal. This is football, not American football, but our football, and it's not basketball. So you're allowed to put your hand on somebody and so on and so forth. As I say, sometimes LeBron James isn't on the field here to call a foul when a player walks by him. So it's normal that you're going to have this type of contact in this game. Players have to deal with it.
Yeah, very briefly, I'll ask one more question here. And again, regarding something we were talked about yesterday, about, you know, players playing out of their normal position. We saw again with Olavi Bellu at left back, saw Kwesi Poku playing on the right. How do you, you know, manage getting those players to gel together in training in those positions so that, you know, in matches like this, you know, we see them in those different positions in the, you know, the gel?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, central to the way we train and my philosophy is that every player is involved in every component of training. There is no 11, there are no 13 that are more important than the rest. You know, on the flip side, you know, players are given the stimulus at different areas of which we project we may see them in the season. So it's not something we come up with the day before, you know, match day minus one training and say, all right, here you go. Go get some repetitions playing here. Here's your couple of things. You know, that's something Kwesi's probably done 50 or so times over his last year here at Forge, playing as a right winger or as a midfielder or something like that. So that makes it a lot easier for the player to adapt quickly and to know what their responsibilities need to be for that position.
Makes sense. Thank you so much, Coach, and congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. Ridwan, finally over to you.
Yeah, Coach Bobby, I just a follow-up to what David said. You know, is it the sort of game, this game that you supervise, does it meet a derby standard? I thought the quality was high. There was very little to choose between the two sides. Did it meet expectations?
Yeah, I think the biggest question you always ask that is to the supporters and to the fans that are watching it. I think for them, entertainment value is number one. For us coaches, we're not too interested in the entertainment value, but more in how our team is won. I mean, how our team is played and what the result is in the end. But I think if I sat in the stands today, you know, it was a little bit exciting at points. There were opportunities, there were chances. As a football purist, maybe at points I'd like to see a little bit more of ball movement and so on. But, okay, I thought it's indicative of the game. We know that York is always putting their best effort. And, you know, they're a team that's right now has injuries to players. But it doesn't matter who's on the pitch for them. They're always going to give their best. And that's another example of it today.
And finally, from my side, from a Ghanaian perspective, in interest in Kwesi Poku, you know, how far is he away from becoming such a seasoned professional?
Yeah, he's a young man who's got a lot of professional minutes and professional games under his belt. He's played in important games in Champions League, Canadian Championship Finals, you name it, with his club, and I think that allows you to grow. You know, but with every player, there's, you know, different things that have to keep on developing in this game. He knows it. He keeps on working at it. But to be honest, I think he's got a massive ceiling. He just needs to keep on doing it, you know, when he's given his opportunity on the pitch and start bringing some consistency to the game.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ridwan. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Enjoy your weekend.
Taryn, just to start us off with kind of the overall, it seemed like a bit of a similar one to last week in Pacific, where you score in the first half and then you get the job done. Right?
Yeah, I think we start off really strong as a team. We were able to get up 1-0. I think towards the end of the second half, things started to die out for us, and we let things get away, and things got really chaotic. But I mean, we still got the win, so that's all we can ask for.
Your role specifically tonight was a little different. You know, you're in the middle of movements out in the wing, which kind of sometimes the other way around. Just tell me a bit about, you know, your kind of job today in terms of pushing that back line further back and finding that space.
Yeah, I know Bobby today was wanting me to really stay tight to their central defenders and pin them back and allow space for the half space and our midfielders to get on the ball, in turn be able to do things. So that was sort of my role, and to get on the end of things and link up when I get on the ball, and to just secure our team when we get up top.
Terran, we already saw a very high level between both teams. What do you think was your perception about the game, and what was your personal opinion about your own performance?
Yeah, I think today the game went well for us. I think we could have been better in some aspects. I think defensively we weren't that strong. We let in some easy crosses, I think, that we could have dealt with. But overall, a good performance from us. Just we need to find ways to be better in the closing 20 minutes of games. And my own performance, I mean, of course, I'm happy I got a goal. It's been a bit of a dry streak, so, yeah, happy.
Thank you, Dara.
Any other questions in the room for Taryn before we jump to Zoom? Taryn,
it's maybe too soon to think that far ahead, or maybe it's not about, you know, do you have, like, long-term goals, besides the team, you know, winning the championship, individual goals of, like, the goal-scoring, title this year for yourself personally?
Yeah, I mean, of course, I think playing at this club, we always want to strive to win. So championships, of course, part of our aspirations. And myself, I want to do as much as I can for this team and contribute with goals.
All right.
Okay, Terry, probably some questions on Zoom here.
David, I'm sure you have a question or two for Terry. Over
yes,
to you.
Thanks, son. Hello, Terran. Congrats on the goal and on the win today and being called player of the match. Just take us back to that goal. Very smart play, you know, good hold up play to get it to Wibbins, gives it back to you, and he hit it first time. What goes on your head there?
Yeah, I controlled the ball down. I played the ball out to Wibbins. I saw a space at the top of the box, so I said, why not hit it first time? And it was a good finish.
Very much so indeed. Just your overall thoughts on how the game flowed for yourself and for your teammates, you know, playing with different players up front. Of course, Ruben's on the left, Quilisi on the right. How did that work for you today?
I think it worked out fine. I think at times we could have been smoother in our possession, but I think playing at this club, you learn to play a lot of different positions. So I think the guys that were playing those roles today, they did really well.
Very much so. And then moving on to Tuesday, of course, big game, Canadian Championship. How do you guys feel about, you know, that quick turnaround? You have a little bit more time, of course, playing the Friday night, but, you know, it's still quite not a lot of time to prepare for that match. How do you guys feel in knowing that you have a game Tuesday in such a big situation?
Yeah, everyone on the team's excited. I mean, the Canadian Championship is something that we want to win this year, and we're striving for that to do as well as we can. And I think it'll be a good game on Tuesday going against the finals rematch.
Absolutely. Thanks so much again, Taryn. Congrats on the goal and on the win today.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
Thanks.